You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Wednesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM. Gary Capewell, Gareth Topham and Craig Forsyth, the team in the studio. And we've got good racing on Wednesday as well. We've got racing on the flat at Nottingham, jumps racing at Musselburgh and Chepstow alongside that, all-weather racing over in Ireland at Dundalk, and evening action from Kempton and Wolverhampton. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by John O'Connell. How are you, John?
Very well, thanks, Mark.
Good. Again, I've said this a few times on the podcast in recent weeks, something for everybody to look forward to on Wednesday and for the rest of the week. It is still that time of year where we've got good racing on the flat and the better jumpers coming back out, and every week it seems that we get to see some potential stars of the future.
Yeah, with the rain we've had for the last few weeks, the jump season is really in full swing now. We had some good stuff at Wetherby and Ascot over in Ireland last weekend, and we're just about in the full swing of it now, and the Doncaster meeting heralds the end of the turf on the flat.
Yes, the jump stuff at Wincanton on Saturday is very, very good. So we'll just take a little glance towards some of those races. We'll go through the three big races on the card in chronological order. The 225 at Wincanton is the Rising Stars Novices Chase. It's a Grade 2. It's over 2.5 miles. And Reserve Tank is the even money favourite at the time of recording this. Ballymoy is 4-1, 9-2 Vision Day Flow. If You Say Run is 6-1, 8-1 for Solomon Grey, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the remainder. Reserve Tank at the top of the market. Now, even money is a price he didn't really get near last year, but for much of the season, because he was springing surprises, really. At Aintree, he won the Mersey Novices Hurdle at 20-1, won by 3.25 lengths as well. It wasn't a fluke. He proved that by going on and following up in the Champion Novice Hurdle at Punchestown. We have seen him once already this season. He was second of three on his return at Chepstow in a listed race, going over the fences there. And if he's come on for that, can he scale similar heights over the larger obstacles as he did last year over hurdles?
He'll certainly need to come on for that, because I must admit, I was a bit disappointed by that comeback run at Chepstow last month. You mentioned the fact last season he really got going in the spring, a few upsets, and he finished up at Punchestown winning as at Aintree, the Grade 1 over 2.5 miles over hurdles in really good style. And he was one of the probably was the novice chaser I was looking forward to most this season. He went to Chepstow in a 3-runner race a month ago, and for me, he jumped adequately and no more than that. I think he'll definitely have to come forward for that. I think a bare repeat of that wouldn't be good enough. So, although I'm a big fan of the horse from last year, I want to see him now go and do it over fences. And this is, it's a stiffer task, I think, than the even money implies.
If there is a danger to him, then, or something that obviously, given that he's even money, something at a bigger price that could give you a good run for your money, what else is in there that you like? I mean, some of them have had decent years last year, you know. If You Say Run for Paul Nicholls is a mare that's had a decent reputation and has done bits and pieces. Vision Day Flow for Colin Tizard, obviously a stablemate of the favourite. Ballymoy in there for Nigel Twist and Davis, who started the year in fine form. What would you like in there? Solomon Grey as well, we should mention. Skelton's run chasing a hat trick.
So Ballymoy split Nube Negra and Comanche Red a few weeks ago at Warwick, and that winner was very impressive last time at Fakenham. The one I'd probably go for is If You Say Run, the Paul Nicholls mare. Now, Paul Nicholls has got a fantastic record in this race. He's won it many times down the years. I just thought it was interesting that this mare is his only entry in the race, because sometimes he entered two or three at the 5-day stage and decide later in the week which one to go with. This is the only one he's entered. She's won at the track before at this meeting last year. She was perfectly adequate at Worcester on chase debut a month ago. We know as well that Nicholls' team have been coming forward from their first run of the season. She gets that mare's allowance. I think she's a fair price at 6-1. I think there's a bit of value about If You Say Run, because I'm sure Paul Nicholls will have targeted this mare at the race, and she may not long term be as a good a prospect as Reserve Tank, but it's he could have gone for a few mares only races with this one. So the fact he's taking on the geldings with, if you say, Ron tells me that he's happy enough with her progress, and I think that could be the one.
It is a meeting as a whole that Paul Nicholls does very well with. This is kind of the weekend when his stable really springs back to life, isn't it, last few years. He's got a great record in the elite hurdle. I think he's won it 7 times with the likes of Azertiop, Celestial Halo, Zarkander, Irving recently as well. So he's got a good record in that race, and he's interestingly got Grand Saunce in the market at 4-1 and Keldestan at 4-1, so he's got a couple of bullets to fire there. Oh, and Christopher Wood as well at the moment. So he's got a few runners in the elite hurdle at this point, but the market is headed by a Nicky Henderson inmate in the shape of Fusil Raffles, Daryl Jacob on board in those suede Munir colours. And he was pretty good, Fusil Raffles, last time we saw him. He won by 2¾ lengths in the champion 4-year-old hurdle at Punchestown. He looks an exciting prospect.
He looked a really exciting prospect when he won at Kempton as well.
He did, yeah, in the Adonis.
Really, really good that day. Then he got injured in that race. He had a bad cut that ruled him out of the Triumph Hurdle, which he would have gone off a pretty short price for. So he had to have a bit of a break. So when he went to Punchestown back in May, it may have been a slightly rushed preparation. So I think there's a fair bit more to come. A couple of those horses you mentioned, Mark, of Paul Nicholls, Grand Saunce and Keldestan, are both the same owners.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have thought both of those two will run. It'll probably be one of those and maybe Christopher Wood as well. If Keldestan was the runner, I'd prefer that one of those horses. Thought he got a brilliant ride from Harry Copton at the Cheltenham meeting a few weeks ago, when it paid on the hurdles course, as so often there in the soft ground, to come as wide as you can.
Yeah.
And he got that one absolutely spot on. But I think Fusil Raffles, who they're choosing this race, it seems, as opposed to the Greatwood Hurdle 8 days later at Cheltenham, I think this one's got a lot more to come, and I would expect Fusil Raffles to get the job done and give the weight away.
The Badger Beers Silver Trophy Handicap Chase is also on the race, whereas those two races we've mentioned are kind of prospects for the upcoming season, if you like. In this race, we've got some proper seasoned handicappers, haven't we? 7-1 Present Man at the top of the market at the time recording this, with White Moon, joint favourites there. 8-1 Give Me a Copper. Johannes is 8-1. Lil Rockefeller 9s, West Approach 9s, 10s for Cloth Cap, and Just a Sting, it's 11s or bigger for the rest, obviously. Waiting on the final declarations, still loads of them in there, and if it stays as competitive as this, it's going to be a tough race to call.
Yeah, the favourite Present Man is going for a hat-trick in the race. Last year it won it first time up, had a previous appearance 2 years ago when it won it, so you know this will be the target. Bryony Frost gets on so well with the horse, had a wind operation since last seen. The one I'm interested in is right at the foot of the handicap, it's Johannes, who's around the 8-1 mark at the moment. It's a couple of pounds out of the weights. Trained by Nigel Hawke, it ran at Chepstow last week. It actually ran really well behind Trucker's Lodge. It's only had 3 runs over fences. It actually ran the second of them in the 4-miler at Cheltenham last season, well off 100-1. So it's obviously thought of pretty well by the Nigel Hawke yard. Any more rain this week would be perfect for this horse. The more rain, the better for Johannes. I think there's a fair bit more to come. And I think staying chasing, I think ultimately 3.5 miles plus will be his game as the season goes on. But he intrigues me here off bottom weight, especially if the rain really comes along.
Johannes, 8-1 in the market then at the moment, at the time of recording this. We've got all that to look forward to at the weekend over jumps. We've also got the traditional final meeting of the flat season as well at Doncaster. The November handicap is the feature that day, 1.5 miles in front of them. 9-2 the field at the time of recording this, with Deja at the top of the market, but there's been all kinds of money in the direction of Collide. We think he was about 16-1 at the start of the day on Wednesday when we're recording this. He's now 7-1 at the time of recording, so a fair plunge on Hugo Palmer's runner. It's 12-1 for All Right Sunshine. Diocletian is 12-1 as well, with Jukebox Jive and Melburnian. 12-1 for Not So Sleepy, along with Passion and Glory, Rashoon, and 14's Bar Those. It will be open. It will be a competitive betting heat. And what do you make of all that money for Collide?
Well, Collide's been running the last 3 runs this season, the last of which was in July, were 3 of the hottest handicapped of their type around the 4-6 level. The most recent one was a disappointing effort. Something may have gone amiss that day. That was back in July, so 4 months break since then, Mark. Something may not have been quite tickety-boo after that race, but given a bit of time to get back on track, the money, as you say, has been really interesting for this horse. Got plenty of soft ground form from a year ago, so it'll have no problem going back on the surface. So you have to be wary about the money for that one. Deja, the favourite, has also been very well backed, and that's also perfectly fine on soft ground as well. In fact, it's missed a couple of races on good ground because of unsuitable ground in the past. So it's got its ground very lightly raced, and they clearly think a fair bit more of that. One up I'm interested in is Jukebox Jive, who's around a 12-1 mark, I think. Lost his way completely for Jamie Osborne, but not the first horse who's gone to Gavin Cromwell and absolutely turned it round in no time at all, winning a valuable handicap at Nace the other day in very, very soft ground. It'll be the same conditions at Doncaster at the weekend because they had the meeting abandoned there 10 days ago. So even if they were to have a bit of a mini dry spell, it's certainly going to be testing ground. We know that. So I think this is going to be an interesting horse, Jukebox Jive. It stays really well, which would be a plus in this race. It's going to be a real slog. One thing I would say for the listeners about this race, if they haven't had a bet on it yet and they're going to wait until after the 48-hour decks, you may think, looking at the configuration of the track, that low numbers will hold the call. Low numbers do not have a good record in this race. It pays to be. You'll no doubt hear a lot of trainers say in the Racing Post on Saturday, oh, we're drawn high, we're drawn out in the car park. Looking at previous results in this race, you want to be drawn high. It seems to be on the unused ground, the better surface, rating wide on the track down the far side. So being drawn wide in this contest on soft ground down the years has been no barrier to success.
Interesting point. So bear that in mind with your thoughts around the draw for Saturday's race. And just looking at Jukebox Jive, even won the November handicap at Nace last time, so he's gone for a November handicap double.
Yeah.
How about that?
And the owners who sold the Melbourne 10 who sold the horse, they must have had a nightmare weekend watching it win Ireland last time after a barren spell for them. So they'll be watching this race from behind us over on Saturday.
Good luck with your bets, of course, on Saturday. Got loads to look forward to. Really, really good weekend, because Sunday is not bad either at Sandown. So it's one of those weekends where you've got good jumping to look forward to, both days and the traditional end of the season at on the flat at Doncaster. We've got racing coming up before that, of course. We've got action coming up this Wednesday, and John has picked out two races for us. The first of which is at Chepstow. The 240 is the race in question. 2 miles and 7.5 furlongs in front of them for a handicap hurdle. It's part of the Challenger Stayers series. A field of 12 set to go to post. And you quite like Dr. Des, don't you?
I do. The top of the handicap for Henry Oliver. The horse won a few hurdle races a couple of seasons ago in the mud. It's going to be really testing conditions there tomorrow. Then they went chasing with the horse and it disappointed. It never really done the business over fences as we thought it might do. Goes back over hurdling. Actually had a pipe opener at Stratford about a month ago. Didn't run too badly that day, but that should have taken the cobwebs away, you would have thought. And it's a class drop for this horse. It's now back into a 0-125 contest. It's only about 3 or 4 hurdles run to go. This horse was sent off a 13-2 for a Grade 2 at Fontwell. The yard have been a little bit out of form, but they must think they're going to turn the corner, because a few of theirs have been well backed over the last week or so. Haven't quite been firing them in the back of the net, Dr. Des, but Henry Oliver's a couple of gambles have been going on there. They were second in the cellar last week at Stratford with one that was well backed. So it'd be interesting if the money comes to Dr. Des tomorrow. And back over hurdles with that recent run behind him in a lower grade, he could be the one for me.
Dr. Des in that 240 at Chepstow then. 6.10 at Kempton is the second race John has picked out for a 7 furlong at nursery handicap. So it's the 2-year-olds in action. It's for 2-year-olds rated 0-85. And 9 of them set to go to post for this one. We've got a few of them arriving in winning form, the likes of Silver Samurai for Marco Botti, Dance Fever for Clive Cox arrives here chasing the hat-trick, and a few others that weren't too far away last time out as well. And obviously with two-year-olds, we could see them improve markedly from first run to second or second run to third or whatever. So what are your thoughts here, John? What do you like in the race?
Well, Dance Fever, the top weight, is going for the very quick hat-trick as well. Won at Windsor on debut, then did it nicely enough at Kempton 6 weeks ago. But I'm going to go with Breath of Joy, trained by Amy Murphy and ridden by the excellent Tom Marcond. Three runs in its career, now going handicap. The best two runs have been here at Kempton on debut, just beaten by Hot Touch, and ran well when last seen a couple of months ago, just beaten a short head by White Moonlight. Now that race has worked out well. The winner has won since. The third horse, Donnybrook, has won a race since. So the form is perfectly solid. Breath of Joy clearly has taken well to the surface in the past, and I think she can deservedly get off the mark at the fourth time of asking and first time in handicap.
Breath of Joy then, the selection there, daughter of Kodiak, who's run well so far on the all-weather, and that's the selection for John in the 6-10. That goes along with his pick in the 240, which was Dr. Dez. So a selection over the jumps and on the all-weather in the evening. Pleasure as always, John.
Cheers, Mark.
Great speaking to you. Good luck and enjoy it on Wednesday. That's the thoughts of John O'Connell then on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio. We start nice and early on Wednesday at 12:10 start time for the meetings at Nottingham, Musselburgh, Chepstow and Dundalk in the afternoon. It's Kempton Park and Wolverhampton to keep us entertained throughout the evening. Gary Capewell, Gareth Topham and Craig Forsyth will be the team in the studio. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.